about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I guess news today that the artificial sweetener aspartame, right, is safe. And it is safe to drink in the current amounts that we've been drinking it. This comes from the European Food Safety Authority. We'll talk about that, even though I still don't want you guys to all run and start drinking diet soda. But that may be a little refreshing news since a lot of us do, unfortunately. Then lung cancer, all right? 1 in 5 tumors on CT, all right? Even if they're considered lung cancer, may not be lethal, may not kill you. We'll talk about lung cancer and what your CAT scan results could mean. And then if your dad, right, had a pretty good diet, okay, maybe you'll live a long time. Okay, maybe the father, okay, does have some influence in the child, right? Right? Everybody always thinks it's the mom and the womb and what happened in the womb, right? But, you know, maybe dad, maybe dad does have something to contribute, okay? All right, let's give dad some credit. And then, unfortunate sad story, UFC fighter Shane Del Rosario dies of a heart attack at the age of 30. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. He had a heart attack, remember, a couple weeks ago. He was only 30 years old. Unfortunately, he died this week. UFC and Del Rosario's family announced his death. He had been hospitalized in Orange County since November 26th. All right, he did have a congenital heart disorder. They said he had a long QT syndrome, right, which is a heart condition that could unfortunately put you into cardiac arrest. And, he was the first American winner of the WBC World Heavyweight Championship in 2007, won tons of MMA bouts, etc. Definitely will be missed. Again, makes us extremely, extremely nervous when we hear somebody who is an athlete, right, drops dead of a heart attack, and you wonder, what could have been done differently? My kids are in football and baseball and lacrosse and swim and, you know, I don't know, cheer and, you know, what do we take from this? What do we do to protect yourself? You know, when a young person, an athlete, dies from a heart condition, right, how do you not miss something like this? Well, you can miss it. Okay, remember, a lot of young people don't get their hearts checked. Okay, maybe our 60-year-old marathon runners are starting to now go and get an EKG or a stress test, et cetera, but not a lot of our young players do. Now, I don't know what the standards are in terms of NFL versus NBA versus NHL in terms of what testing gets done. I am assuming that extensive cardiac testing does get done on all of these players. All right? You know, EKG, stress test, echocardiogram. And I think those should be minimum, at least, and mandatory. Right? Take a look at the size of the heart. Make sure they don't have any cardiomyopathy. Take a look at their EKG. Do a stress test. Look at how the electricity is being propagated through the heart. Look at how the heart is handling the cardiac output and the increased workload. I think it's extremely important. And I hope everybody, every athlete, gets a good cardiac workup. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, that's going to cost too much money. I can't do that. Well, wait a second. All right? Why does it cost that much money? Think about it. An EKG... EKG is kind of cheap. EKG doesn't, it's a piece of paper. It's not really that expensive. It shouldn't be. It shouldn't be that expensive a test. Then the ultrasound of the heart. Okay? For a cash, some of these places will do a cash discount. You could probably get that done for a couple hundred. Yeah, I can understand that's a lot of money. All right? But in the long term of things, okay? And then the stress test, depending on who does that. That's probably going to be your most costly one. But if you can at least get an EKG and an echocardiogram, right, on your kids before they, do heavy, heavy activity, heavy workouts, I think you'll feel relieved. Now, many people say, but Dahlia, most people should be able to listen and tell on auscultation that somebody has heart disease. You're right. Most heart disease should be picked up. Okay, but if you've ever listened to kids, many of them do have innocent murmurs. They do have, you know, so, I mean, do they have something else besides it? Do they, you know, I don't think every kid and everybody and their mom, you know, needs to be ultrasounded and echoed, etc. But if you have a child that's doing heavy activity, okay, and overall the heart sounds good and you want to look just a little deeper, I would say to do it. Okay, maybe spend a little less on a Christmas gift, right? Right? For the, you know, for the family, and just get the echocardiogram done. It's worth it. And maybe do it before Obamacare kicks in, because I know a lot of you guys have high deductibles. But it's a shame. Shane Del Rosario dies age 30. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. You know, this article definitely, I think, caught, I think, a lot of our eyes. Bigger breasts tied to breast cancer mortality. So some of us women that are more endowed, all right, don't think you're lucky, okay? You know, I never thought I was lucky. I always thought bigger breasts were a liability. I don't like the way they look on TV. It's very hard to run like I used to, okay? You need to kind of double up on the sports bra. And, of course, because there's more tissue, more breast tissue, more at risk for breast cancer. So they say women that have larger breasts, and on top of that, if they're sedentary, may increase their risk of dying from breast cancer. So apparently, they say if you're physically active, you could reduce your risk of breast cancer by about 25%. And we've talked about fat and estrogen, etc., and how losing weight definitely helps increase your survival chance against breast cancer, right? But if you didn't exercise and if you had large breasts, they definitely found an increase in your risk. They looked at 111 study participants who had died of breast cancer. They had been in their mid-50s, all right? And this was a study looking at 80,000 women that they followed for 11 years. 33,000 were walkers, 46 were runners, 111 died from breast cancer. Those who met the current exercise guidelines were 42% less likely to die of breast cancer than those who didn't meet the guidelines. What do they want? They want 2.5 hours of moderate activity a week, an hour and 15 minutes of vigorous activity a week. And chasing your kids to open up a can of whoop butt does not count. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Oh, yeah, we'll talk about cup size in a second. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who is working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So to wrap up this study on breast cancer, and the bigger the breast, the increased risk of breast cancer, which kind of makes sense because you have more organ. According to this one study, they found that women with a C cup had four times the risk of breast cancer compared to those with an A cup. Those who had a D cup bra size or larger had nearly five times the risk of the A cup women. I was an A cup once. I remember, oh my gosh, I think it was the fifth grade. I was getting a training bra, and I remember that it was, I was very excited that I could actually fill into an A cup. And I remember kind of leaning forward and leaning out and then arching my back and putting my arms back to try to fill into that A cup, you know. And then all of a sudden I woke up the next day and I was a C. And I was scared. My mom was like, whoa. You know, what are you doing? And my brother was like, dude, right? You know, please. So, it was, pretty scary. And, you know, I know women are always kind of concerned. Oh, you know, I'm too small. I need to have implants. I need to, you know, no, just take it from me. Being a big-breasted woman, I really wish I was smaller. I wouldn't fall over as much. The bras are cuter. Have you ever seen a double D bra? It's not attractive. You know, I like the show Double Divas, right? It's kind of funny. And I guess they try to make attractive bras for people. All right. I mean, I should probably give them a call because my bras are usually the 36-hour bulletproof, white. What are those? They're not even white. They're the cream colored. Oh my gosh. They don't, you know, and when you try to buy a sexy bra in double D, it's, you know, you might as well just get a pillowcase. It's really not very attractive at all. You know, and it's funny because I do have some old bras that I used to try to fit into when I pretended to be a C cup, and they are kind of sexy, but they look ridiculous. It's not, you know, but if you are bigger breasted, I'm not saying that's a risk factor for breast cancer. This was only an association. They didn't see a cause and effect. You know, when we talk about risk factors, we know that smoking can cause heart disease. We know that high cholesterol causes heart disease. So those are cause and effects. But when you see an association, that's, well, let's look at all these women that have had breast cancer and then take a look at what was their cup size. You know, when I actually see a breast specialist, because I've had already a scare and we have breast cancer in the family, and the doctor, he doesn't say it like a compliment. He yells at me. He's like, your breasts are too big. I go, well, what do you want me to do? You want me to get a reduction? What do you want me to do? He's like, just keep getting mammogrammed and keep getting screened. In fact, when we do the mammogram, I have to do it in a couple different parts. Yeah, we got to do the left upper quadrant, then we got to do the left outer quadrant, right? And then, of course, my toes in the way, right? Because, you know, they're already, you know, at the level of the feet. And then they have to redo it. It's horrible. When I have to go for mammogram, it doesn't hurt. It just is like a multi-hour process. It's not fun at all. So, women, whatever God gave you, just be happy with, okay? You're blessed. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, the artificial sweetener aspartame is deemed safe and poses no threat to health, according to the European Food Safety Authority. They brought forth its review. This was and for completion by 2020, and I'm not sure if that means they, you know, are ahead of schedule or not, but aspartame has been used since the 1980s, okay? We talked about saccharin, right? And we talked about artificial sweeteners back in World War II because sugar was being rationed, so artificial sweeteners definitely had a market. The saccharin had caused, I guess, bladder cancer in rats, so people were concerned if that could cause issues with humans, but of course the amount of saccharin that had to be taken had to, of course, have been like, I guess, 20 plus times the dose that the human actually consumes. So we haven't really been freaking out too much about bladder cancer. All right, but according to the European Food Safety Authority, they says no stone was left unturned during its full risk assessment. And I guess aspartame is known as E951. And they say its breakdown products are safe for human consumption at certain levels of exposure. How sweet is aspartame? According to BBC News, it's 200 times sweeter than actual sugar. And it's low calorie. Now, what is the acceptable daily intake? So your ADI, according to remember, BBC is from Great Britain. Yeah, I know. I was going to say British Columbia. That was a close one. Okay, but that's Britain. All right. It's set at 40 milligrams per kilo of body weight. So if you're, let's say, I don't know, if you're like a 220, 230-pound man, you're about 100 kilos, 40 milligrams per kilo, that's 4 grams. That's incredible. Okay? For a female, lighter, so I mean, you're looking at maybe 2.8 grams. Okay? 3-year-old child, 600 milligrams. Now, I gotta to look up what is actually in the package, how much that's talking, because if I'm looking at 2.8 grams to 4 grams of an average daily acceptable, notice we aren't saying RDA. RDA is American, and that's a recommended daily allowance. We're not recommending you take it. Right, we're just, you know, but in terms of acceptable, I need to look at actually see how many grams, because I got to tell you, those packets are pretty light. I couldn't imagine them weighing that many grams. All right. So they said if you do exceed the ADI, you would have to be consuming a heck of a lot. And remember, if it's 200 times sweeter than sugar, then for each little grain of sugar, you could have 1/200th the amount of the aspartame. You see? You see? Do the math. Okay. So, you know, does it cause cancer? Does it cause liver damage? Right now, we're getting a no on that. So, but again, just, you know, do everything in caution. Okay. I mean, you know, you don't have to have diet soda every day. You really don't. I know a lot of us do. Okay. But I mean, you know, think about it. Okay. Your body needs fuel. You treat your cars better than you do your body. Okay, your body needs water, give it water. Your body needs vitamins, then make sure you're putting food that has vitamins. Okay, would you pour diet soda into your car? No, the car wouldn't know what to do with it. All right, well, same thing with the body. The body may think it'll know what to do with it. It gets by. All right, but I mean, you know, you put in your car what the car needs, put in your body what the body needs. It's easy. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Have any of you ever been to the Dead Sea in Israel? This is pretty cool. The Dead Sea has such a high salt content that you actually float. Now, you don't walk on water, but you get into the water, and then when you put your legs up, you just kind of float. You don't really have to swim because of the high salt content. Well, now there's a historical agreement, right, that I guess will pipe water from the Red Sea to the Dead Sea. It's called the Red Debt Conduit because of the Dead Sea is drying up. Now, of course, environmentalists are concerned about the new algae and the mineral deposits changing the color of the Dead Sea, but they're going to pump 22,000 gallons of water from a desalination plant every year that would be located at the mouth of the Red Sea in Jordan. Okay, some of the water is going to be shared between Jordan, Israel, and the West Bank. Brine will be pumped to the Dead Sea in a bid to stop it drying up. Now, water levels in the Dead Sea, which kind of straddles Israel and Jordan, have fallen by 82 feet over 50 years. Just like I live in Las Vegas, we have Lake Mead, right? If you've ever seen it and you see the white, right, compared to the darker rock, it's because we're really losing water. And that's, you know, I remember years ago when the water level was high. Anyway, they say that the Dead Sea would dry up by 2050 if action is not taken. So the agreement is something that I think all parties are pretty happy with. The two bodies of water have existed for more than a century, and in modern times, wait a second, more than a century, I mean longer than that. I mean, Red Sea was in biblical times, okay? You know, yeah, so Moses, and I guess the Dead Sea has been receding at a rate of 3 feet every year. So Israel will release more water from the Sea of Galilee, which is its largest reservoir, to Jordan, desalinated water, etc. So anyway, they're working on this deal. Looks good to me. I mean, I don't, you know, but it's a shame. It's a shame when you see, very, very, beautiful bodies of water start to dry up. And, you know, I'm kind of nervous, you know, whenever, you know, you fly over the desert, as I'm flying back from New York or from Florida, et cetera, you know, you look at the Grand Canyon, you look at, you know, around where I live, and you see, you know, little, you know, bits of the Colorado River, and you're like, please don't dry up, please. Don't go away, guys. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com.
This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I guess rumor has it Julia Roberts is expecting her fourth child. Good for her if she is pregnant with her fourth child. That would be awesome. I don't know if it's confirmed yet, but that's some of the initial reports that we're getting. Remember when Julia Roberts was probably one of the top sought-after actresses? I mean, that was, what, in the 90s and 2000s? Right? That was, you know, and I don't think Julia Roberts has been in a lot lately. I was a huge fan. I thought she was a phenomenal actress. Still is. She still is. You just don't hear much about her. You know, we're kind of worried the same thing's going to start happening with Jennifer Aniston, et cetera. You know, as women hit a certain age, okay, you know, I mean, the 40s is a very, very tough decade for a lot of actresses. Okay, and here I am just starting to kind of dive into whole that type of show business, and I'm in my 40s. I don't think I'm going to go too far with that. Now it's all about Mila Kunis, and everybody talks about Taylor Swift. Well, you know, this was a very interesting report. They say Jesus Christ tops the list of the world's top 10 most significant people ever, according to who searches on Wikipedia. So Jesus hits the number one spot, well deserved. Then the list also includes others like Shakespeare, Lincoln, Hitler, Muhammad. But, you know, this is a very easy study. All you have to do is look and see who keeps clicking. I'm on Wikipedia, but I think I, you know, I'm really, really, really far down the list. All right. Let me see here. Okay, Aristotle came in number 8. Okay, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson. So you know where kids are going to do their school reports. You know, my kids have done that too. I think at one point somebody said, don't go to Wikipedia in my kid's school because other people could edit the information. But I was under the impression that Wikipedia still reviews everything edited. I mean, I don't think somebody could go onto Wikipedia and say Abraham Lincoln liked to twerk. I think there's people that every time there's an edit, it gets reviewed. So, I mean, I've used Wikipedia a lot. I love having the encyclopedia at your fingertips. I'm a huge fan of that. I think that's cool. All right, so I guess the 10 most significant figures in human history, according to Wikipedia, by how they're searched, number one was Jesus, number two, Napoleon. Number 3, William Shakespeare. Number 4, Muhammad. Number 5, Abraham Lincoln. 6, George Washington. 7, Adolf Hitler. 8, Aristotle. 9, Alexander the Great. And 10, Thomas Jefferson. Now, you know, what I find very refreshing about that list is we don't have Kim Kardashian, Justin Bieber. You know, you'll always hear these reports of the people, you know, most searched, right, on the internet, et cetera, right? I think it is because, you know, stars show up on Wikipedia as well. You could probably find Bruce Willis or the Pawn Star guys. I mean, you could, you know, you find stars, obviously, and personalities on Wikipedia. But for the top 10 to still be the historical figures and the you know, the people that are, well, except I'm Hitler, I'm no fan of, but that's pretty impressive. I'm pretty happy. But gosh, kids have it easy. You know, when my kids have to do reports, it is so, you know, all they have to do is go to the computer. Now, I am very grateful for that because I would not have the patience to drive down to the library. Okay, I'm tired. But I remember my mom wouldn't either. My mom would say, get whatever you need from the school library, check it out and bring it home. I'm not taking you to the library. So, you know, usually you got what you could out of the, you know, Encyclopedia Britannica or whatever the heck was there. And then you would photocopy a lot. I would photocopy a lot of pages, right? And then I had my hand on the photocopy machine. You know, let's just hope there was no radiation with that. I don't think so. And then I would highlight, and then I would take, my mom had a manual typewriter, and then I would use the electric typewriter, but she really wouldn't let me use the electric typewriter because it was expensive, so I had to use a manual typewriter, and then I would type with the manual, and then get my report done, and I would throw some plastic on there, and I would turn it in, and you would see the whiteout, you would see the, you know, the mistakes, the pen marks over the typing for the proper letter, and then all of a sudden, there was an electronic typewriter with like this little bitty word processor where you could delete on there before it typed, and I was like, wow. And then, of course, you started using computers and PCs and everything, but boy, do kids have it easy. Now, they don't even have to check their spelling, their spell check. There's thesaurus, there's, oh my gosh. And, you know, let them. I think they deserve a break. I mean, they work so hard playing video games, right? You know, but you know, think about it. The average kid, okay, doesn't open up an encyclopedia. The average kid does not do chores. The average kid does not garden or farm or deal with the food that they eat. The average kid does not cook the meals. Think about it. Is that crazy? The average kid does not, you know, tend for the baby in the house. I had to. When my parents had a baby, I'd come home from school and they left. They went to work, they did whatever, and I had to help raise my brother. I mean, middle of the night when he cried, I had to get up and give him a bottle. I mean, you know, it's different now. And, you know, you kind of wonder, you know, what the generation is going to be if it's a generation that's never had to tend to farm. Mind you, we didn't hunt for our food, you know, but we still, you know, did some sort of gardening. We still had to pick some of the fruit or vegetables and clean them off and prepare them, etc. You know, I mean, it's different. And, you know, I'm worried not so much about, you know, maybe the work ethic, but also, you know, the lack of awareness and appreciation. You know, you pick a carrot out of the ground, you know, or pick a strawberry off the little strawberry bush that you have in your backyard. When we lived in California, we had some strawberry bushes, you know, and you wash it off and you eat it. You know, you just have an appreciation, you know, for nature and God and what we have. And I just don't see that with kids. And it's frustrating me a little bit. You know, you're not working hard. Now, some people, they say, look, you know, I worked hard and I got myself up to level 80 of World of Warcraft or whatever. You know, okay, so they do understand about earning. You know, these video games are teaching them how to earn. Okay, and you know, it's also teaching them that things don't last. I mean, they're learning some life experiences, but I get very, very nervous that the video game is really integral in this generation's culture. The video game. They're just not getting, you know, when are they using their imagination? You know, when you watch a Pixar or Disney flick, et cetera, it's, you know, and you compare that to Bambi and Dumbo, you know, they do a lot of the work for you. These movies are phenomenal. They're very colorful. They're very fast, very hyper-stimulating, so you aren't bored. But when is our mind going to sit there and imagine? You know, I'm very grateful that, you know, at least my school that the kids go to, you know, tries to foster some creative writing. You know, write something down. You mean with a pencil? Yes. You know, use a pencil and put your thoughts down or make a poem. You know, try to use your mind. Well, I could do a poem on World of Warcraft. I don't, you know, what do you do? What do you do? 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. This was kind of confusing. Apparently there was a man in New Jersey from Trenton. He was stabbed in the back with a 5-inch knife, but had no idea. He actually slept for 10 hours with the blade in his back. He had been stabbed during a fight over, I guess, a cigarette lighter. His brother saw it and I think pulled it out. And I guess he was even able to sleep. Now, I know some people are like, well, was he drunk when he got stabbed? I don't know. There was some fight. He got stabbed in the back, went home and went to sleep. Wow. He sounds like he's okay. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you frustrated with your current job? Not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people, just like you, get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with Autopilot Marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income16.com now. That's income16.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income16.com. That's income16.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95 and makes a great Christmas gift. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, And on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so this headline caught my eye. It's from Mail Online. If you want a better job, order a bigger latte, because a promotion will go to somebody who acts the part. Is that, I'm not a coffee drinker. Is that what goes on in these companies? The bigger the cup of your coffee, the higher up in management you are. Is that true? Andrew O'Connell is a columnist with the Harvard Business Review. Says there's an emerging body of social science that confirms the age-old mantra that the key to climbing this ladder is projecting the image of success. Dress for the job you want, not for the job you've got. One study suggests that humans tend to associate bigger food portions to success, just like bigger house, bigger TV, etc. According to this author, he claims ordering a bigger coffee, a larger smoothie, or even a bigger pizza at the office could signal to coworkers and bosses that you're ready to move up in the world. Are you kidding me? This is almost like, you know, like animals, whoever has the bigger feed, right, is sitting there with their big feed. You know, my animals do that too, the cats and the dogs, right? They sit there, you know, like, you know, they'll have like their, you know, we have wet food and dry food. If we give them wet food, right, they take a big hunk of the wet food and they sit there and they kind of show off like, yeah, this is my feed, you know, like stay out of my way. And you're like, wow, you got that much feed, you know. And, you know, the cats and the dogs kind of look at each other like, wow, that's a lot of feed. I guess that works, right? In a 2011 study by a researcher at HEC Paris, witnesses ranked people who were seen choosing larger food items 2 points higher in a 1-7 power and respect scale than those who picked out smaller things to eat and drink. Now, you see, I would say, wait a second, I would say if you saw some sort of a suit too busy to eat, you know, running out of the office going, I don't have time for lunch, I got to make this meeting, to me, that would think he had a higher role because he's skipping lunch, but somebody who had time to kick back and eat lunch was just sitting there doing paperwork. That's how I would look at it. You know, I mean, you know, even with me, you know, if I tell my patients I, you know, was in the back eating lunch, to me, that's a sign of my having too much time on my hands and lack of a success. But when I tell my patients, no, I didn't, you know, I worked through lunch, working through lunch, it means I'm a busy girl. I got things to see and people to do. I don't know. I would think not eating, but, and by the way, eat. Okay. It's very important for you to eat a meal. It's too important to eat a meal. So, alright. WikiHow gives us some steps on how to get a promotion. None of this running around with a bigger cup of coffee or walking around with a big pizza on your shoulder. Not really too sure about that one. Okay. So they say first, you know, if you want a promotion, you might want to work for a company that actually offers promotions. Okay. That has a company where there's room to grow. Okay. I mean, if you're working for a surgeon's office and you are the office manager, all right, very hard to get promoted to surgeon. So, you know, you may want to then work for a company that where, you know, or maybe get a raise. You can maybe try for that. But anyway, you want to make sure that it's the type of company where, you know, if you want to later be CEO, then make sure it's a company where, you know, they actually have vice presidents and, you know, duh, that makes sense, okay? They say concentrate on just doing the best you possibly can in your current position. Okay, show up 5 minutes early, leaving 5 minutes after your shift. All right, I got to tell you, it's interesting. I wish we had more time to talk about this. As a boss, I notice that a lot, okay? I don't want anybody working over. They don't have to, okay? I don't want anybody doing that, okay? You know, there's labor laws. There's no need for you guys to stay over if you don't have to, right? If it looks like you have to stay over the next day, come in late a little bit, all right? I never want anybody going over their hours if they don't have to. There's really no need, okay? We aren't that type of office. It's not to the point where we're that understaffed, all right? But when somebody is after their shift going, oh, let me grab that for you, Doc, you know, and I'll whatever, and I'm like, go home. Like, I know, I'll go home already, where they're not watching the clock. I got to tell you, as an employer, it's kind of cool. You know, I used to do that. I figured that out with my bosses very quick early on. You know, I'd be waiting tables, and when you have to do your side work and clean up after the shift, I didn't look like I was rushing, like, oh, my gosh, I got to get home. It's 11:15 at night. I was like, you know what? I can handle that. I'm doing this anyway. I can handle it. I got got it. I'm in no rush. You know, I want to make sure I do a good job. And that really went a long way. You know, coming in just a couple minutes early, showing you're ready to go. I mean, it you know, I'm not saying with your jobs work longer hours than you have to. All right. You know, but, you know, rather than just, you know, just going, okay, well, you know, my shift doesn't start for another 30 seconds, so I'm going to have a smoke. You know, sometimes like, you know, when I got here early, is there anything you guys need? Just a little bit of that could actually really, really help. Okay. They say, make sure people know you're doing a good job. Now, you don't want to sit there and, you know, toot your own horn, but they say, according, and this is very good. This is under WikiHow. I like how they also give you pictures. Okay. Know that your supervisor, you know, is aware of what you did. Remember, other people take credit for what you did. Now, you don't want to have to go, you see what I did. But make sure your supervisor knows. Going up to the head of the company, you know, that could be a little bit too much. But, you know, because a lot of us, the supervisors take credit. That's an issue. The other thing is, you know, they say be popular. Okay. You know, promotion should be based on merit, but if there's somebody in the office that everybody hates, it doesn't matter how good a job, sometimes that negativity will still surround them. And, I'd also be very careful if I could throw in here, try not to be overly sexy. Okay, because supervisors may not want to pick you because then people will think it's because they slept with you. See? All right, so, you know, try not to sexify things, okay? All right, but definitely have good rapport, good relationship, because if you are going to be promoted and the people that you have rapport with are later than going to be your team that you have to manage, people want to already see into the future and see if that is doable. Okay? And then make sure people know you do want a promotion. Okay? If your boss thinks you're happy doing what you're doing and making what you're doing, okay, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Okay? You know, there are ways, and we'll probably talk about that on a different day, how to kind of ease in and let them know. You got to be very careful, because if you tell a boss, you know what, I'd like to do that position or whatever, they could be threatened. They could think you're not happy, etc. You know, so I would say the approach of, you know, I really like this company. Yeah, I've been with this company now for a few years. I could see myself with you guys for 25 years. Where does somebody like me, you know, grow in this? I mean, what do you envision? What would you want me as with my skill set? How could I help what you're doing? You know, you don't want them to think that if you don't get the promotion, you're going to leave, but let them know that you're a part of the team, right? Okay. And then, of course, you know, apply for positions. Don't try to apply for CEO if that's something that the VP gets to, you know, I mean, then you aren't a VP yet, okay? You know, make sure you kind of pick the right position that you're qualified for. Maybe it'll be a little bit of a stretch, maybe not. But what you don't want to do is jump into a position that you're not ready for, screw up, and then you completely lost your chance, okay? And then, of course, when you apply, don't act like, well, I'm already in the company, so I could, you know, dress down, whatever, okay? You act like you're a new applicant. Show that humbleness, okay? And, of course, if you think you need new skills, okay? Like, let's say if they need a master's or whatever, you know, I mean, maybe, talk to them about, you know, look, you know, I think I know this position is something that's a very important one. You guys are always looking, you know, if education is an issue, you know, I'd like to, you know, continue my studies, maybe do night school, so then I could be prepared for that position. Something like that is really up their alley, okay? Of course, volunteer work, et cetera. You know, I know you guys are working on this one project. If I finish early with this one, you guys need a hand on that project. That kind of stuff always helps. So, you don't have to be a major kiss butt, but still. And then groom a successor. Make sure somebody can take your place, okay? But not as good as you, of course. 1-877-DR-LE. Don't go away.
Just hang me down.
Hang me down.
You better hang me down.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.